Ah, there you are. Made you jump, did I? Good. Where have you been? No, don't. Just don't. Where have you been? The office. Really? I see. So, what are these? Oh, darling. Darling, we talked about this. We did. Now, you've not really been at the office, have you? No, you've been at Madame Morshana's magical miniature dungeon. Oh, the look on your face. Don't worry. I'm not angry. Disappointed, but not angry. No, darling. I'm disappointed because... Well, it's such a waste of money. Well, if you wanted, humiliations, spankings, and behavioural training, that's something I could have provided. For free. Yeah. Look, darling, stop stammering and thinking up excuses. There's no need, okay? You're my husband. I love you. And this is... You know, well, if this is something you need, I'm going to make sure you get it. But on my terms. Okay? All right. Let's go to bed. Yeah, let's deal with this tomorrow. Yeah. In fact, I have some training planned for you. Oh, yes. Very hands-on. You'll love it. I'm sure you will. Okay, ladies, calm down. Yes. Now, welcome to my first of many, I hope, weekend tea parties. Yes, I thought it would be nice for us to all get together, have a chat, a brew or two, and maybe some cake. Yeah, I know, right? We so rarely get to hang out, I thought it would be nice. So, is anybody hungry? Thirsty? Oh, good. Oh, Chantel! Ladies, I'd like you to meet Chantel. I suppose she does look a little like my husband, but no, she's not. She's our maid for the afternoon. Oh, yes, maid. I thought it would be nice to be served and waited on, so I, hired some help. She came with a pretty uniform, too. Come on, Chantel, why don't you spin around and give us a little show? Oh, I know, isn't it the cutest outfit? I thought the corset might be a little much, but that shiny black looks great on top of the fishnets. Yes, the shoes are a little high, but what's a maid if she isn't pretty and well-presented at all times? Chantel, darling, give us another twirl. Nice and quick now. I want to see those skirts fly. Yes, that is a thong. Doesn't it look great on her ass? Mm-hmm. Slipped right between those round, tight cheeks. Such a pretty girl. And what do you say, Chantel? No, that's not how you address me today, is it? No, it isn't. Try again. That's right. Yes, Miss Sita. Good girl. Now, get on with those cakes, if you would. Now, as I was saying, ladies, this is the first of many little tea parties I'm planning to host, and Chantel here will be a repeating feature. Oh, my husband has no interest in these things, but Chantel here will be around to help us in all sorts of different ways. Oh, like this. Oh, no. Chantel, be a dear and bend down to clear that up, would you? No, darling, bend at the waist. That's it. Right down to the ground on those pretty sexy heels. Oh, your ass is so yummy up in the air like that. What do you think, ladies? Doesn't Chantelle have a beautiful backside? Touch it if you like. Spank it. Oh, don't be shy. Look, I'll start you off. Chantelle, be a dear and hold on to your ankles for me. Atta girl. There, see? And look at the way she bites her lip. Yes, it's such a slutty look. Cherry red lips caught between her teeth like a horny slut. Did you like that, Chantelle? Oh, I thought so. Should I do it again? Oh, yes, Miss Sita. Please, Miss Sita. Of course. And there you have it, ladies. I hope you enjoy the cakes. Chantelle made them herself, didn't you, dear? Yes, low sugar, gluten-free, and... Excuse me? What? Did you say they're not gluten-free? Oh, Chantelle. I specifically told you this morning to use for GF flour. You knew full well that our guests have an intolerance. Okay. Come here. Yes, come now. Come on. Now, please. Now, lie across my lap, face down. Now, ladies, I know this is a new thing we're trying out here, but I really would like to start as we mean to go on. And if Chantelle can't follow simple instructions, well, I'd like for you to see this. Now, Chantelle, dear, lift your skirts up to your waist. Oh, of course I can do it, but what good is a punishment if I don't get you properly involved? Now, lift your skirt. Much better. Now, Chantelle, in future, if I tell you to cook gluten-free, then you will do exactly that, won't you? I can't hear you, darling. There we are. Good girl. Now, straighten yourself up and pop out to get a few gluten-free cookies. Yes? Right now, please. Of course. We don't want to keep our guests waiting. Oh, and you can go like that. No need to change. Just walk down the road to the shop on the corner. I'm sure they'll have some suitable cake or cookies. Oh, I'm sure they'll recognise you, dear. Is that a problem? I didn't think so. Now, chop chop, darling. We don't have all day. Walk down the road in your pretty French-made uniform. Go into the corner shop. Make sure to check every single aisle for what we're wanting. Pick up something nice and tasty and take it to the till. There, you'll hand the nice man behind the counter some cash and be sure to thank him profusely for his help. We'll be waiting for you to get back. In fact, we can just have some tea while we're waiting. Oh, yes, I'm sure we're all going to enjoy these tea parties a great deal. Chantelle, perhaps more than any of us. So anyway, like I was saying, I went to fill up the car and I realised that there was a bunch of cash under the seat. And so...